This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long. Jeremy Kahn is on vacation. He'll be back next Thursday. Some media members this week have been... treated with seeing the new suites, the luxury suites for the Baltimore Ravens, for M&T Bank Stadium. And I hear they're absolutely exquisite. They're beautiful.
I saw photos. I can't imagine what they're like.
I can't wait to get to the one black suite. I can't wait to get
Black
there.
Wing?
Black Wing. I can't wait. Cordell Woodland was there yesterday. We're going to have him on a show at 8:30. So he'll tell us more about that, the inside of it. However, one of the biggest complaints I get, Ed, is because of these suites, some people are being moved out of their season or their PSLs.
I've gotten plenty of complaints about that. Yeah.
Yep. My question is this. If you build these suites and where there are seats, is it guaranteed that they're going to be able to sit you out somewhere else?
I don't know if it's guaranteed, but I know they did give people other seats. They just moved. But the complaint was they did get other seats because I asked that question. However, you know how it is. They've been sitting next to the same people for like the last 10, 15 plus years, whatever it is. They've had the seats for 20 years, and now they know the people they go to sit next to at the games no more.
Can I give you a real example?
Yeah.
This is my buddy Lavelle. They used to be his seats. He was in section 142, row 7. You know how long he was there? 26 years.
Yeah. See?
26 years. I think that might be he has four kids.
Mm-hmm.
I know one of them was born at the time, but I don't know if his oldest daughter was even born. Yeah, she probably was. I think she's a little bit older than, she's a little bit older than Stephanie, I believe. But basically, that's like.
It's almost the entire.
It's a quarter of a century.
It's almost the entire time the team's been here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a quarter of a century. What did they move in? 98?
96.
No, they moved to the stadium.
Oh, stadium, yeah.
So that's what, 29 years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he's one of the first. And trust me when I tell you this, he's a football nut. One day the Ravens were either, I think the Ravens were on a bye. And he found out you could buy tickets when the Redskins were that bad. It was still the Redskins at the time, folks. Leave me alone. When the Redskins were that bad and they found out you could buy tickets down there for a buck. Got tickets just to go to the game. Yeah. He's a football head. His son was a hell of a running back, Merville. But this is what people are complaining about now. And I'm sorry. I don't blame them.
I don't either. I mean, you know how it is. It's not so much even habit. It's just, do you think they're yours forever? As long as you pay. As long as you keep renewing, you're going to keep those seats. And I get it. And I don't know. I understand these things are beautiful. I'd like to see them myself.
I do too, but I understand the back end of it.
I understand the other end, though.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Another one of the complaints, let me make this statement, is a lot of season ticket holders feel like they're paying for these upgrades when they don't necessarily get to enjoy these upgrades.
That's a good point. Yeah. Because I don't know how many people can afford that upgrade.
No.
Yeah.
But you're paying for it.
Yeah.
So if you're going to make these upgrades, how about you... You pay for it 100%, and then you get your money back on the back end by charging these people who want these luxuries. But a lot of fans believe that they're paying for these. I got another friend of mine, George, who's had tickets for years, decades, and he's contemplating, too, after this year, whether or not he's going to keep it going.
That's not the only person I heard say that. I've heard other people say they were so angry with it, I'm done. Whether or not that's just, kind of just an initial reaction, or they mean it is another story, but I've heard people say that.
Right.
Really, really angry about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, and again, when you make upgrades and it's costing me, I got a problem. It's one thing when you try to help get the city streets better and all those things and it's costing me tax money. I understand that. But this is entertainment. This is not something that I have to live with. This is extra money. This is disposable income, so to speak.
And probably all some people's disposable income, because it's not cheap.
No.
I mean, all that whole experience is expensive.
You know how many people I know don't go on vacations?
Yes.
I know because exactly of these.
Yeah. That's where they choose to spend their money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I get it. You know, you have but so much money for entertainment, and you spend it the way you want. But I know people that do that, and their whole life revolves around football season.
I told you, it hit me. What was the 1 year Lamar got hurt? And he begged 22. Thank you, Joe. 2022. And I'm sitting around looking at this game and how poor this offense ran. And I'm like, I'm watching these people up in, because I was up in the suite level. And I'm watching these elderly people walk around, look like they're just zombies right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling sorry for them because I know the commitment, the financial commitment they made to be here. And that's when you feel, those are the moments I feel like teams owe fans something. If I'm making financial sacrifices to spend once a week with you, and those financial sacrifices, I'm taking other things away from my life. Yeah, I got to pay my bills, but there are other things that I can't do because I made a commitment to you. At that point, you owe me something.
Yeah.
And that's when I understand the anger of fans. When you make a financial commitment to a team and they don't make that commitment back to you.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. And you feel like you've been betrayed is what happens. So I get it. I totally get it. Anyway, what do you think of the sweets?
I can't wait. I'm glad you brought it back because I am going. Listen, if it's the last thing I do, Ed, I'm going to be a member to the Black Wing. I'm going to tell you that now. I'm getting that. It won't be this year, but I'm getting that. I moved and all those things right now. Can't do it right now. But I'm going to be a member of the Black Wing for more reasons than one. But I'm getting in there.
Because it's black?
Yes. Like the name of it.
Figure that.
I should be. You should let me in. Membership has its privilege. You should invite me in there. But yes, I looked at it. I did the tour, the virtual tour. Again, we're going to have Cordell Woodland on at 8:30. Going to talk about it as well. But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to going in there. I'm going to get in there at least once during the season. I know that. I'll be able to get in there at least once. But I want to be a full-fledged member in that thing. Because I heard you can do things even when there aren't games.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be like, remember that?
Well, I can see that because another friend I lost, Darren Sanders.
Yes.
When he was head of Raven Security, we used to go to Bisciotti's suite and watch boxing. He would have, whatever big fight was on. That's the last time we saw Chris McAllister, actually. He was hugging me all drunk.
Do you freaking think?
We did all kinds of stuff in there.
They're spending that much money on these things for 10 weeks a year?
No, definitely not. Yeah.
I think it's going to be like, and this was decades ahead of his time, a generation ahead of his time.
Yeah.
Remember the club at the Great Western Forum where the Lakers played, the original place they played? Mm-hmm. And they had that club. And the club was open a lot, but it was also open during the games. I believe one of these, if not multiple suites, is going to serve that purpose beyond football season. They're going to make their money. I can imagine, why wouldn't the Ravens open that up during baseball season? That's your pregame tailgate. Then you go over to Camden Yards to watch a game.
Mm-hmm.
If the Orioles cooperate and become a good team again, which I believe they will in a couple of years to come, can you imagine? Orioles in the vibe all summer. You go over to the Black Wing, and then from the Black Wing on a Saturday, you go over there at noon. You got a 4 o'clock game over. Man, it's a whole day downtown. You want to build that downtown back? All we got to do is have the politicians cooperate too, and build their place back up. I think they'll be foolish not to use that opportunity. 410-583-1057. We want to hear from you though, folks. We talked enough. Our season ticket holders. How do you feel about this, negatively or positively? Also, if you're like Ed and I, you're not really, it's not your thing to do every week, but because of these suites, you're in. I want to hear from you. 410-583-1057, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A fan. Local media members got to preview all of the premier suites at M&T Bank. But are you getting the feeling they're starting to price out some fans from going to the games? And I think this is a bad time to do that because, Ed, the amount of money that people are now spending on their home entertainment centers is starting to give them other options. There's nothing like cooking your own food, not waiting in line at the bathroom, you know, having a great
seat. Not
deal
with drunks.
Yeah. Having instant replay and hear the game explained to you.
Yeah.
Those are great options. And I understand what the Ravens are doing because, again, I'm a sports management guy. And sports is a event, a social event. So if you make it more of a social event than just a game, you bring in your clientele broadens. Yeah. But, man, you know, it gets expensive. It gets expensive.
It's very expensive, man. It's very expensive. It's everything. It's a whole day. Like, it's expensive. And I love football a lot. But I'll tell you what I don't like is dealing with the traffic and the parking and the, you know, you got the hours before and the expense of it is a lot. It's just, it's a lot. So if you make it easier or you make it more attractive and you add other things to do and make it a lot better.
Yeah. I wonder what the average cost going to a game is. The tickets, the average ticket I'm seeing is $236, like on StubHub.
Right.
So if that's the average cost for ticket, how much is the beer? How much is the food? So you're talking about spending close to $400 a person?
A person. You don't go by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, times eight, nine? That's a lot of money, man.
Think about it. You're going to go at least with a person is going to accompany you. It's, you know, your wife, your girlfriend, your buddy, whatever it may be. And then if you have kids and they're going to go.
Lord. Oh, my Lord. I used to take Robbie and Stephanie to two or three games a year.
Mm-hmm.
Until they told me they didn't like it. Thank God. And then it was cool. They like going to baseball games. They just do. I think the warm weather and all that type of stuff. There's so much going on outside of the game. But I wonder how we did it. You know, I mean, I wonder how we, you can't bring your food in M&T Bank Stadium.
No.
And you can't do that. So I wonder how we did it, four of us going to games, going to football games. It's crazy. Joe, you got some text for us?
I do. Not a lot of people excited about this.
Okay, I didn't think so.
I don't really give an F how much better a rich person's stadium experience is. some cool spots I'll literally never have money to go to. Looks sick. Too bad plebs like me can't afford it.
Yeah.
How about making the average fan's experience a little bit better? For a lot of us, spending $150 on a 500-level seat is balling out. The only people that will see the improvements are the super rich who care more about a fancy schmancy clubhouse to hang out in rather than watch the game.
That's the consensus for the most part, Ed. I mean, I've not heard anybody excited about this, especially the people who go regularly. You and I are talking about this because, admittedly, we don't go regularly.
No.
I watch every Ravens game. I commit to my buddy George one game a year. He asked me, I go to one a year. And it's because I don't want to go. I want to watch every game. I just want to sit and watch. But to the people that go every week, that's a great point. What are you doing to make the average fan's experience better? I love that text. That person signed that text.
No, they
didn't. That's the text of the day. What are you doing to make the average fan's experience better?
Yeah, what are you doing? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
And because, I mean, and you know, you and I talk about doing the Black Wing or whatever club you want to go to. But again, we're not replacing the money that we're spending on season tickets because we're not in that category.
Dude, if I get into the Black Wing Club, it's going to be a favor from the Ravens or a friend. Honestly, it's going to be a friend who has money.
Yeah.
You know, that's way above my...
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, the texters are right. You know, the general fans, like a lot of my friends, are the ones I feel for.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like eventually they're getting priced out.
Definitely getting priced out. Yeah.
And by the way, folks, this is not a pay people salary. You know, that's what television contracts do.
Yeah.
it's not paying players.
Oh, you mean
salary.
The players? Oh,
yeah, for the most part. Yeah, it's not for that. Yeah. You know, I mean, don't think, oh, they you know, signed Lamar Jackson to a bigger contract. Now we got to pay for it. Don't mm-hmm. fool yourself. Don't fool yourself at all. That's shared revenue throughout the league and all those things.
Yeah.
This is to line other people's pockets, investors and people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Want to hear from you, 410-583-1057. That's the number, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And like you said, Ed, you know, if you go, it's going to be from the favor of someone else.
100%, it will be.
You know, Cordell's going to be on at 8:30. He's going to go because he got the tour from having a press pass.
Yeah.
You know, we all of us don't make Joe LaCroix money. I was waiting for another middle
finger.
You
got to poke him, don't you?
It's fun. I'm sorry, man. He's staring the pot with him.
I'm trying to find if this is true or not, but I read somewhere online that a single game to rent out a Blackwing suite is $50,000.
What? I think you're renting out the whole suite, though.
It's a whole suite. They say you can put 10 people in there. They still say it's $50,000.
I can totally believe that because I've rented out an Oriole suite, and even though it wasn't that much, let me back off.
Yeah.
It wasn't that much, but they play 81 games.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens don't. The Ravens play 9 home games.
If it's 50 grand, I mean, that's exactly what I'm talking about, though.
So I can totally believe it. I can totally believe it's 50 grand.
Yeah.
Just based on what it cost to rent an Oriole suite for 81 games. I can believe that. Let me back up. For one of 81 games, what that cost, that averages out about right for $50,000 for that suite. What's up, Rashawn in Baltimore?
Hey, good morning, y'all. Y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, all right. About the whole suite thing, I'm with you, Rob, man. Like, when it comes as far as the home games, man, like, I go to maybe one or maybe twice a season now, man, because it's just so expensive, you know. And I'm not a season ticket holder or nothing like that. And as far as the suites, like, I don't like the experience. When you're in there, it's just people not even paying attention to the game. They just mingle around talking to each other.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to watch the game, and you miss certain plays, and you wind up watching it on TV in the suites anyway.
Yep.
Yes.
Like, for all that money you spend, you might as well stay at home and watch it on the TV. If you're going to, you know, spend $500, $800, man. Some of these ticket prices is ridiculous. And
I'd rather watch it with you and have you pay my bar tab.
Yeah, I did that a couple times, man. Yeah, man, like.
Hey, you want free tickets, bro?
Yeah, exactly, man. But now, I don't know, man. You're a little bougie now, Rob. You up and you know, your new name is Harford County Rob now, man. You know, County Rob, yeah.
Wow.
You know, man, like Bel-Air Rob, Harford County Rob, you know, we gonna find one that sticks, though, man. You know, you're over in the sticks now, man. But
that's right, man.
Yeah, man. But yeah, those are just my thoughts on that, though.
Thank you.
Well, I just want to ask him, you know.
What?
You know, I got to call the TV so I can watch the Knicks play basketball.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot. You should have got him early. You should have, as soon as I said, Rashawn in Baltimore. By the way, the average cost of a suite at Camden Yards is $2,000 to $6,000. So do the math.
Yeah.
It's 81 home games.
Right.
You do the math. So it's the same. And these aren't the luxury suites.
You could put a lot more people in there too, right?
Yeah.
But so you could have like 20 people in there. If you rent it for like $2,000 and you have 20 people.
You ain't renting for $2,000 with 20 people.
I'm just saying that, like, I have friends that have done it for like birthday parties and stuff like that. And it costs probably like $175, $200 to go to a game.
Right.
But it seems worth it.
Right.
Because that's not.
But now you're talking about Ravens luxury suites. That's why they put the name luxury on it.
Because
their regular suites probably a lot cheaper. But now, okay, we're putting the word luxury on it, which means we're giving you something that you're not getting in the other suites. So when you talk about one out of 8 or 9 games, I'm not justifying that it's 50 grand. I'm just saying, just based on one out of 81, one out of 8, yeah. You know, I mean, think about that. It's a 1/10 of their season, right? So let's say I spend $6,000 on a suite at Camden Yards. 10 times that. You know, they got to make the money. Again, not justifying it. I don't think anything is worth $50,000 for one football game. And Joe, you're saying this is for one game?
That's what I read. That was like secondhand anecdote. I couldn't find that from the team or
anything.
We've
not confirmed that. However, I can believe it. Shovels at 8:45, but on the other side, a person who saw those luxury suites firsthand. He took a tour. Cordell Woodland joins us up next on The Fan. 8:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Connell on vacation joining us right now. Our man in the scene, courtesy of Window Nation, guest hotline. He is Cordell Woodland. What's going on, Cordell?
What's up, guys?
Now, we were talking a little bit earlier about these premium suites at M&T Bank Stadium, and many fans feel like they're being pushed out a little bit. You got a chance to see them yesterday. Your thoughts on those premium suites?
Yeah, I mean, some of the areas are being pushed out. You go behind the end zones. They do have some areas out there where they are extended a little bit. I don't, it's not pushing onto the field. The area was already there. Think of kind of where they would hold their concert spot on the back of that end zone. They're just occupying a little bit of that down the field spot for those seats. So they're putting in a bunch of seats down there, and they're going to have the one of the perks of that lounge is the ability to go inside, and they'll have the bar and all the food places. They have like some separated private rooms, like meeting rooms, also that are part of the lounge. So you'll also have the ability just from right there, if you want to sit there and drink and eat, you can watch the game through like this glass that'll be there, or you can go outside to your premium seats that'll be right there behind the end zone. So they've extended there. The other corner part of the field, the corner part of the end zone where they had those outdoor premium seats, those are still there. So they've added a couple of premium lounges, I believe three, if I'm not mistaken. The other cool thing, I guess, for fans, if you get access to the new lounge, the Trust, one of the perks is you'll be able to go behind a two-way glass that's near the players' locker room, the Ravens players' locker room, and you'll be able to interact with the players because they'll be able to see the fans. Fans will be able to see them behind the glass. So that's kind of cool. They'll also be able to go to the press conferences. They'll be outside the press room, and that's a one-way glass. So fans can see into the press room. We can't see out to them.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm curious to see how that
that's odd.
Is going to go. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mean – I had other questions. Did they give a reason for that? I mean, that's a little odd to be observed that way. Is it – I mean, someone who had a career where there was a lot of one-way glass during lineups and the like, that's a bizarre, because you cannot see that they're looking at you unless there's a light on in there.
No, didn't necessarily get a reason into why it's happening. I mean, my question was, how does John feel about it? Didn't get a definitive answer, but it's happening whether he wants it to or not. It seems like it's already in motion. So, I mean, my other question is, like, is it soundproof? Because what's going to happen when you get, I don't know how many fans can fit there, but let's say it's 100, you get 100 drunk fans after a December division loss, God forbid, at home. You know, can you hear them?
Yeah.
They're banging on the glass and stuff like that. So that's going to be a little bit of an experience, I think.
You know, that's a great point, Cordell. A disappointing loss. And you know how fans talk after those disappointing losses. John Harbaugh takes the podium, and you have fans banging on the window saying you suck.
Well, not only that, and just general drunk fans. Like, you know, if they do somebody they dislike, say that, you know, say Harbaugh made a decision of whatever, a fourth down call that nobody didn't agree with, it cost them the game or something.
Yeah,
what's that going to be like when they start screaming? You know, if it's not, and that takes a lot to soundproof it against
now,
that many people.
I don't know if this is official or not, but I did talk to somebody that told me that they're at least working on, you know, provisions on how to handle that, you know, in terms of punishments if fans do get out of hand. So it won't just be a lawless situation, to my understanding. You one or two times of, you know, banging on that glass or interrupting the press conferences, and it could be your last time at M&T Bank Stadium. Like I said, I don't know if that's official, but I do know that's something that they're at least working on.
I need to be involved in the planning. This isn't right. I don't like that at all. Anyway,
and you know, if you're selling that, if that's a selling point for you to buy that, it's going to be hard for you after I purchased that, you to take that right away from me.
Yes.
I purchased it. Yeah. That was one of your selling points.
Yeah. I mean, you still have to behave, but you know how that goes.
Yep.
Anyway.
We'll see how it goes.
What's your general take on it? Is it an enjoyable experience? Is it going to be? Because Vashon just came in and made a good point. I used to go to suites a lot. That's where I'd get invited. I sat next to Modell in almost every Ravens home game years ago. My observation was most people just watch the TVs in the suites. They don't even watch the game. So is this more friendly towards actually watching the field? Is there that area you mentioned that you have glass looking out in the field? Is it a big area? Can people actually watch the game? Or is it going to be a bunch of rich people mingling and talking?
It could be both, to be honest with you. I think it depends on what's happening, you know, what the weather feels like, what type of game it is, what's the score status. I think a lot of those things could be a factor. But I do think they definitely make the access easier. That was one of the things that they talked about, like just from getting from the main level down to some of your field seats, they are actively building easier accesses to those areas. So I think it'll be free flowing. They definitely make it accessible to go from one premium lounge to another if you have access to those. So they are adding a bunch of cool bars. They're putting a nice, think of kind of like SoFi Stadium. I think I want to say the Vikings and maybe the Falcons have it too over their midfield. They have the circular monitors, the big screens that go in a circle around the field. They're putting that kind of in the lobby on the main level. They're putting that kind of near the concession stands on the main level. So there will be some things that even people that aren't in the premium sections will be able to see. I think that monitor is one of the cool things. And they're adding a big tailgate area as well as extending the team store. So they do have a lot of things that they're adding for people that aren't just going to the premium seats.
Cordell, I don't want to put you on the spot, but before you go, we can't confirm this. Joe saw something where the price of this is going to be a ridiculous amount. Did they discuss the prices to you all?
They didn't tell us the price, which I don't think is a coincidence.
I don't think so either. They don't want you telling that.
Yeah, that's not the part that they want out there yet. I think they just want what you possibly could be getting if you do purchase these things, which is a lot of cool things, but best believe I'm sure it's coming at a premium price as well.
Yeah, it's called premium. That's the price. And Cordell, where can we hear you maybe this weekend or next week?
Yeah, well, Ben's on vacation, so we'll be back next Thursday. I believe the Orioles have a day game next Thursday. Either that or they're off, one of the two. But we'll be back
not
next
off.
Thursday. Yeah, so, you would know. So, yeah, I'm assuming they have a day game that day. So we'll see what's going on with them, see if they've gotten back to a couple of wins. OTAs are now fully wide open, it seems like. So I'll be there most of the practice days for each of the next 2 weeks. So we'll be talking a lot about that as well.
Thanks a lot, Cordell.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, man.
Let's take Mike to Chestertown real quick. What's up, Mike? Are you there, Mike? Charlestown, sorry. Mike in Charlestown. Mike, you there? Well, it wasn't that I got the town wrong. He's not ready. This Sunday is ALS Day in MLB. You guys know has a special place in my heart. Last ALS Day, my mom was the feature. We did the interview with Melanie Newman, and she's no longer with us. Tim Ebeska from I Am ALS will join us at 9:15 to talk about some of the things that are going on with Major League Baseball and their efforts for ALS. But on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, I am going to give out a shovel to the education system in this town after this video I watched this morning. It's stunning. Really stunning.
What education?
Exactly.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text. 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
The state of Maryland, specifically the way we're educating the kids here. I saw some videos, you know, one of those videos circulating on social media, you know, it had, you know, President Trump and Wes Moore and, you know, his, Moore's response to Trump's accusations about the education system, et cetera, et cetera. So I decided to look it up and see what was true, what wasn't. I was stunned. I mean, I knew it was bad here. When you hear, like, this is what really, my frustration. We have a tremendous, tremendous problem with crime, particularly juvenile crime. And people, you know, and it really pisses me off when people who live here say, oh, it's like this every city. No, you're wrong. You're 100% wrong. Not every city is like this city. We are out of control. Things are broken. You know why? You look back to it, and this isn't about race. It's about educating kids, because if they have no chance in life, what do you think you're going to get on the other end? How about this? Last 23-24 academic year, with less stats I could find. Only 24% of schools in Maryland public schools, students in Maryland public schools, were proficient in math. Not even a quarter of the kids in the state were proficient.
23%?
24%.
24% proficient in math.
Mm-hmm. Baltimore City, proficiency rate of 10.2%. 10.2. And in high school, it doesn't even, a significant number of Baltimore City high schools had zero students scoring proficient on the state math exam. Proficiency is really basic stuff. That's a basic bar that they're asking you to meet. How is it possible? How? I mean, how can this possibly be the, you know, the case? Where you have kids and there's money going. It's not like they're not funded, because the Maryland state average is $15,000. Baltimore City gets $18,000 per student. So they get more than the average student in the state. How can this be so bad? And why are you always looking to police to solve your crime problem? Look at the Board of Education. What are they doing in there? I'm serious. Like, what the hell are they doing in there? What?
I'm just saying, I got nothing for you.
I know. It's like, I was floored whenever. I knew it was bad, but I didn't think, you talk about 10% of kids are proficient, 10%, one in 10?
We allow it.
We allow it. And you push them out with social promotion. You send them out into the world. Then they can't get jobs. Shocker. You have to have basic math skills to function in the world. And then we throw up our hands and wonder why we got problems. It's like, it's a disgrace.
My shovel goes to our buddy over at Mix 106, Kramer. I love you, Kramer. I do. Kramer's made a decision in life to cut a lot of things out, and I'm proud of him. I am. But I haven't made that decision, Kramer. You can't throw a party where you don't have anything. And as I told you, no booze, no meat, no dairy, no Rob. Ain't coming. Dude, we can't have. So I can't. Not only can I not drink at his party. No. It's not that he's not serving it, because he's having it in a public place.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to partake of it.
Yeah.
I can't have any wings. I can't have any cheese. Yeah. I can't have any. Is that a party?
I don't know.
And then it's.
Do you ever see the stuff in the fridge that he eats?
We got to do yoga there.
Yeah, I saw that.
That doesn't sound like a party to me, Kramer. That sounds like punishment. What are we supposed to just stand around and do what? Drink cucumber water? Eat tofu?
It was something.
That invitation. Eat celery sticks? Because I can't even have blue cheese with it, because that's dairy.
That's it.
Just put a little salt on it. Oh, you know sodium now, Kramer. I'm proud of your decisions in life, man. I hope you live long.
May not.
But I haven't made those decisions. And if I had a party, I'll give you an example. I don't eat pork. Uh-huh. But at Thanksgiving, I serve ham. Just because I don't eat it doesn't mean I want everybody else not to.
Yeah.
People eat ham. Mm-hmm. So I serve ham. I just don't eat it myself. I don't eliminate the things, because I know like everybody else or a lot of other people do it. You can't throw a party and say you can't drink, you can't eat meat, you can't eat dairy. No, man.
I still question if he did it on purpose, just to, you know, have this kind of reaction, which is funny.
When he asked me about it, he told me the concept of it. He said, "You coming?" I said, "I got something to do." He said, "I didn't tell you the date." I said, "Doesn't matter." I have something to do.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually have something to do, thankfully, because I wouldn't be able to do that either. I mean, I went in and because that's when I dropped. I pieced out of that ridiculous group text that night on purpose. Like, I just, you're all going back and forth about, I'm like, yeah, I'm out. And then, like, I walked in, they start laughing at me. You don't care. You just pieced out. I go, that's right. Jess asked me, she's like, why'd you drop out of that conversation? I said, because I'm not 16. I couldn't take it anymore. Done. And I went to see Chris. I said, but it's actually my wedding anniversary. For real.
That's right. You're out of town.
Yeah, it's my wedding anniversary. 3 years? So I can't come 3 years. Yeah.
Let's go to Charlestown now to get Mike. Mike, are you there?
I'm there, guys.
What's
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Just when I think Ed's Paul Bunyan-sized shovel couldn't get any worse, Kramer went and served Lunchables and Capri Suns at a party. So
no. You can't have Lunchables. That's meat. That's meat and cheese. That's meat and cheese. You're not even having that.
That's true, man. At least, you know, cookies are nothing. Jeez.
Just a bunch of crackers.
Real quick, guys, the other side of this Ravens thing that you were talking about is the Ravens really stepped up, and I don't know if you got any feedback for people who got eminent domained out of those seats, but my brother-in-law and sister had 7 seats in that section, and they basically had the choice of club levels. They ended up around the 35-yard line behind the Ravens bench lower level. So the Ravens really took care of those.
Oh, cool.
And I hope everything works out on the other end. It's just going to be a giant tailgate down there anyways. People are by those seats. They're probably not there to watch the game very much as well. As
There's no doubt about that, Mike. I love, you know, one of the texts that we have. You know, they're making things for the rich a lot more comfortable, what they're doing for us. I love that text, man. And I get it. I get it, man. You make many sacrifices to buy season tickets for you and the family members, and now it's almost like you're being forgotten about. Yeah. Tim Ibeska from IMALS joins us at 9:15. I'm sorry, but on the other side, the Chicago White Sox come to town. The battle of the teams with the two worst records in the American League. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.